Hey, good afternoon, Glass. Great to be here. We're doing really well over here. How are things over there? Sounds like they're great.
Well, again, you go away for 3 or 4 days. It feels like 3 or 4 months, and I'm just you make stupid mistakes. You make I'll do a couple push-ups, run a couple killers. I'll feel
Perfect.
better. Well, I
Perfect.
have to after all the hot dogs and hamburgers and bratwurst
That's
and
right.
everything else. How was your fourth? Did you have a good one?
Up downs. It was it was nice. It was nice. Visited with some friends and then a little family barbecue. So it was nice to just kind of chill and have some good time. Catch our breath over here.
Now, did you have a chance to get away for a day or two? I know the college was closed on Tuesday. You just had that one day off, right? So you're not in a week-long shutdown or anything like that.
Nope. We just had the one day. Classes are going strong. We had class on Monday. I was over here visiting with folks on Monday, and then we had, we were back at it. We had the day off Tuesday, and then we were back at it. You know, classes were going again Wednesday. I met with an English class on Wednesday morning. It was exciting. They're doing a project that involves some veteran issues, and so it was fun. One of our former faculty members, also a veteran, and I met with the class. It was a lot of fun to engage. It's always a terrific opportunity when you get to engage with the students and talk to them, and especially about issues, you know, close to my heart, some veteran issues. And so, it was just a great opportunity and to meet with them. And I've been touring around, meeting with a lot of the faculty, and getting a chance to visit more and meet more people and learn about what's going on over here. So yeah, no, we're going, pedal to the metal down here. We, you know, summer sessions alive and well, keeping the students in here. And then we're obviously gearing up for fall, and enrollment's going on right now. So, you know, visit us, ivytech.edu/Bloomington, and you can, we get you enrolled and get you ready for fall. So yeah, things are moving. It's a pretty exciting time.
Now, you've been there almost, what, it'll be 2 months next week, somewhere in that vision. What is still left to do on your checklist that you would like to get? I don't want to say settled in. You never really completely settle in the first couple of months. Before school starts, though, you got to have some things on your checklist you are still trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I've had a really, really good time getting around with all of our different directors and deans and department chairs to see all of our facilities and learn more about our programs. And you know, if there's anything left, so to speak, on the checklist, it's to get out and about and meet with, our community leaders and our schools out in the 8 counties that we support. So I'm really starting next week to start getting out and meeting with superintendents and other, you know, chambers of commerce and economic development and other agencies out in those other counties. And so if there's one thing I wanted to do in that first few months, it's really, in combination of here is to also get out and see what's going on out in our regions and how can we help. And so that's been great. And I had the opportunity to meet with some of our industry partners over the past couple of weeks as well. So getting out and seeing them. So it's been a lot of fun. But that's it. There's something left. That's the one last thing I wanted to get really kind of checked off, was to get out and meet those superintendents, understand how we can support our schools, how we can provide Ivy Tech support in our high schools. We graduate a bunch of high school kids with associate's degrees before they ever graduate from high school at our graduation ceremony every year. So, and that's a technical term, bunch. And so, it's really exciting. So I get out there, talk to some of these, some of the faculty and some of the administration, and understand, you know, how can we support you? What do you need? And so, yeah, that's sort of next on the bucket, and really excited to get out and do that and get out and about. You know, there's some great diners and restaurants out in these counties, and I look forward to sampling some of them as well.
Eric Coyne is our guest. He is the chancellor at Ivy Tech, joining us on a Thursday afternoon, as he always does. Okay, I was lamenting, and again, here I am looking at that calendar. Boy, this was, you never notice how much you rely on something until you don't have it. Here we are on the 6th day of July. One, two, three weeks, well, starting Monday, 3 weeks and 2 days till the MCCSC goes back. RBB goes back on August 9th. When do you open your doors, and what do you suggest for prospective students on a timeline to get ready for the 2023 fall semester?
We open our doors on August 21st. And so I would recommend, if you're, you know, in that, you're trying to decide what to do, come over, see us right now. It's, visit us, ivytech.edu/Bloomington, and we will get you squared away. Come meet with one of our career coaches, our academic advisors. They're gonna help steer you towards something that may make sense for you. Even if you're not 100% sure you want to enroll, you should come over and see what your options are. You know, tuition is under $2,500 a semester, and 83% of our students are on some sort of financial aid or scholarship and don't ever come close to paying for that. 83%, those 83% graduate with zero student loans, student debt. And so, we gave out over $100,000 in scholarships last year. We have incredible support from our community donors, who graciously, donate money so we can support these scholarships. And so I would say, hey, if you're even remotely interested and you're even thinking about it, get over here now, meet with our advisors, understand kind of what the process is, understand the costs and how much financial aid will cover. And so you really can make an informed decision. Don't assume anything. Come on over. It's free to meet with us, and we will gladly walk you through the process and get you squared away. That's what we're here for. We are here to launch you into your career and make you successful, because ultimately what does that do? That raises the community. It's better for all of us. And so we take that pretty serious, and our advisors are standing by. They really are engaged, great group, and want to help you get, whatever your dreams are, we want to help you achieve those. So that's really what I would recommend. Get out here right now, sign up, make an appointment, come on out. We have Tuesdays at the Tech, Tuesdays afternoon, Fridays you can wander in, any day, basically come on over. If you don't have an appointment, just be like, the chancellor told me it was okay. They'll come and see you, throw my name around, be like, hey, I'm friends with Mike Glasscott. It's all good. That kind of stuff. We'll get you squared away. So come on and see us. There's a lot of activity. We've had the summer camps going on with the kids this summer. That has been a ton of fun. We had the art camp last week, and they had their art exhibit on Friday. So that was a lot of fun. Go down there and see all that. Watercolors and pottery and finger painting and crafts and all that. And all that was, every kid had a display and they were showing off their wares. So that was a lot of fun. And we've got some cybersecurity camp. We've had a bunch of other things going on. So it has been really active here, but we are definitely enrolling students right now at a heavy clip. So would love to see more folks come on down. We take good care of you.
Eric Coyne is the chancellor, and just drop his name. That's how we get things rolling along. Your nursing program is very important. It's very busy as well, and it's a good news, bad news situation. You had a great group that you saw in June come in and start orientation. So if they've done that, we have to probably wait a little bit before nursing comes around again. Good problem to have, bad problem to have.
Yeah, it's good and bad. We are engaged with our partners here in the region and throughout the state to really see how we can expand the program. It's not enough to just build more classrooms, because there's clinical programs, there's hands-on practical training that folks need to get before they can graduate and get licensed. And so, it's taking sort of a holistic approach so we can expand those programs. But yeah, it's good news. We had 90 new students. I got a chance to meet with them as they came in. Energetic group, really ready. They're already getting after it. And so, that was really the first big, large group entering into Ivy Tech that I got an opportunity to meet. So, I kind of told them, hey, you'll be the first class of grad, that I see all the way through that we get to graduation. So, And so I would tell folks too, if you didn't get in this round, there's a ton of other programs we offer in the health services side. So definitely get in touch with us, talk to one of our academic advisors, and we can help set you up for success to perhaps apply in the, for the next cohort in the spring. And so there's a spring, summer, and fall cohort of nurses coming in. So we're always you know, there's always an application period available. So if you didn't get in this time, you know, we're trying to enhance opportunities, and we're trying to create more opportunities, but definitely keep trying and get in touch with us, because the way the process works is, you know, it just basically, you know, if you have some credits already and you know, those give you bumps in points, and that helps you with the application process. So there's certain courses you can take, there's certain certificates you can get that will help and actually increase your opportunities to get selected for the nursing program. So I'd encourage folks to come over here and talk to us, make sure you understand the process.
Yeah, don't just hear it's full and think, well, yeah, that's done, it's over with. No, you've got some different ways to get through that. Another very hot topic is IT. Who can have enough IT people? You can't. And you've got a program that will start August 21st and run. And tell me about what Chris Carroll and his school of IT programs are doing.
Yeah, we're doing a lot in the IT program. I met with the IT instructors this morning, and there are a lot of programs going on. We're really excited about our new cloud computing courses that we're offering now throughout Ivy Tech, and really excited to see, you know, that's really the future's cloud, right? And so our graduates are going to be at the forefront of that, and they're really going to be engaged with the training they're going to get here. It's fantastic. One of the other things we're doing is a comprehensive network infrastructure routing and switching program. So we're going to partner with Sellersburg, and we're actually going to condense a 6-course, 16-credit-hour curriculum into one 16-week semester and split it into 4 4-week courses. So it's going to run from August 21st through December 17th, and it's pretty cool. There's evenings, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the first few courses from 6 to 9 p.m., and then two of the courses will be Thursday, Friday nights from 6 to 9. So, you know, if you're working, but you want to brush up, or you want to expand your capabilities and get on that network infrastructure side, this is a great way to do it. It's at night. You know, you can have your job and then take these courses at night and get this certificate. So it'll be I think it's a really great opportunity for folks to either enter into, you know, IT, trying to, you know, hey, is this right for me? Is this a path I want to take? This would be an interesting class to take to kind of explain network infrastructure and how it all works. And if you're already in IT and you want to expand your capabilities and make yourself, you know, more competitive, this is, hey, it's, you know, in 16 weeks, you're going to have a certificate that is, you know, one of the industry standards.
Well, it's pretty powerful that you can cram all of that into into. I don't, cram sounds like a bad word, but no, it's just the math there is very intense. So this is for somebody who wants to make a move now. This isn't, well, I'm going to dip my toe in and see what's going on, right?
No, I mean, you got to commit, and there's definitely, you know, I mean, it's 3 hours a night. 3 days a week, there's going to be some commitment, but, you know, for folks who are in this industry, you know, there's certificates are sort of the currency of the land there. And so in the IT world, and so if you have the right certificates, it really opens doors and can create some opportunities for you. So I highly encourage you to check that out. If you're at all interested in our, IT, that's one way to get a really quick overview and a certificate in a really condensed fashion. Now, you're right, you got to work at it, but you know, hey, nothing good, everything good comes from a little bit of hard work, right?
Sure does.
So it's an interesting opportunity that you know, we're thankful with Sellersburg that we're partnering with them to do that. We're also partnering with Lafayette campus on another program, which is our radiology therapy program. And so students now from Lafayette, we're the only campus in Indiana that offers radiology therapy. And so we're now going to be able to offer remote to the Lafayette campus. So if you live up in the Lafayette, I'm sure your listening audience, I'm sure people stream this from Lafayette, but if you're up in Lafayette,
Maybe they should. I think that's a good point. Maybe they should.
That's right.
the enemy of my enemy is my friend or something
that's
like that.
Right, that's right. They zoom in, and we're going to be teaching the classes here. And then throughout the semester, they'll actually drive down here to use the lab equipment and do the simulations and kind of the hands-on stuff they need to do down here. But that's going to allow us, the Bloomington campus has really been at the forefront of a handful of different programs, and that's going to allow us to really stretch our reach to help, the northern part of the state with this. If you have cancer, radiology tech, radiology therapy is really important. And so it's great that we were able to do that and provide that for the rest of the state.
Eric Coyne is our guest, the chancellor at Ivy Tech. The new school year is going to happen before we know it, starting on August 21st. Are you still doing helpful things like Tuesday at the Techs here in July and August as well, so people can come over and sample all the fun?
Absolutely. Yeah, come see us Tuesday afternoons here at Ivy Tech. We we open up the doors and want to invite everybody in. So. Always, and we have the Ivy Friday campus visits. You're always welcome to come and visit. Those are always a big hit. Bring people in and tour around, meet professors, and we kind of give you a lay of the land. So, that's another way if you're not sure if you might be something you're wanting to do, and that's a great opportunity to come over and see what we offer, what we're all about. I think you'll find the culture over here incredibly warm, incredibly inviting, really focused on students and student success. In a way that we can do because of our size. We can really bring you in and take care of you and help you cross that finish line so you can, achieve your dreams and get your degree. So
career counselors,
a lot of fun things going on.
Academic counselors, you name it. The goal is student success, and Eric Coyne and the gang at Ivy Tech are leading it. Okay, so we're in the summer semester right now. There's nowhere to jump on board, right? So we're talking about just getting planning and ready to go for August 21st. I don't want to send any mixed messages out there.
No, right? Yeah, we've already started classes. Are more than halfway done. They're finishing up midterms and gearing up, for in a few weeks for finals. So yeah, things are moving along, and then we'll have a couple week break, and then we'll get right back into it on the 21st of August.
Now that doesn't mean you might be able to find the Center for Lifelong Learning might have some fun things that you don't need a whole semester or a half a semester for. Those are always open as well. You can find on the website. You can find that by calling and doing everything else. Did you light off some fireworks there on Tuesday? Are you a watcher or a lighter offer?
I watched my neighbors light off some fireworks. That was fun.
Standing at a fair distance away.
That's right.
Making sure.
That's right.
Well, that's the motto of this program. Better safe than sorry. Leave it to the professionals as well. I don't want anything to do with that. And I have kids that are just smart enough. They think, I don't know which day they're sharing the brain cell. I'm not sure which day that is. But if I started lighting them off, what would they want to do? Well, they would want to light them off, and that's just a bad idea, at least where I come from. That's a bad idea.
No good's going to come from that.
No, stand back and watch. Yeah. Let the experts handle it. Did you guys get blown away last night, evening, by the whatever blew through here?
Yeah, the lights flickered a little bit. We got it worse last week when our power went out for, 7-8 hours. But luckily, we weren't as bad off as some folks. Some of the staff here that live west of us, towards past Spencer, towards Terre Haute, they were out of power until Saturday. So
yikes.
Sunday. And so
double yikes.
Yeah. No kidding. They were happy to get power back. That's for sure. So, those are some big storms. It was interesting.
Yep. And we'll need to be watching for those on Saturday.
I took a cooking class last week.
Really?
The Center for Lifelong Learning. I did.
Is that required? Is that in your contract that you have to do one of these a month? It should be. What did you learn to cook?
If it is. I made beef stroganoff and German Spätzle noodles. It was.
How long did you live in Germany?
I lived there as a student. I lived there for a year, and then, but as a German, having a German mom, we went back quite a bit. So.
Well, what you should know how to at least cook some German food. Open your horizons a little bit, can you please?
Yeah, I'll work on it. I'm taking a knife skills class.
Well, that's fun.
So I'll be able to learn how to chop and not, you know, and keep my fingers out of the way.
That is very good. There's nothing more painful than not paying attention while you're using a knife.
No.
And we want you here in your early days in the chancellor's seat. We don't need you bandaged up, wounded, anything. You're too busy. You're too busy for all this.
That's right.
You get bored this summer, come by the studio, say hi. We'll have some fun.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Maybe here in a couple weeks.
Door's always open, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks, as always. Appreciate speaking with you. Hey, to your listening community, come on out. Check us out. We're out here. Look forward to working with everybody.
Yeah, you can make a reservation. You can make an appointment. You can show up and say hello. The levels of the there are no boundaries. We don't want anything holding anyone back. Get out there. Have some fun. Last Thursday, I had a chance to say goodbye to Susie Graham. You've had a little turnover here in your first couple months, too.
Yeah, it's we've got a new, you know, Martin's new in the vice chancellor position, and Heidi Schultz just started this past week. Said goodbye to Susie. Obviously, big shoes to fill, but Heidi Schultz is, you know, longtime Bloomington community. You know, our dad was Bob Morgan, the baseball coach at IU, and so she and her family have been in the community for a long, long, long time. Very familiar with Ivy Tech. She has, you know, been outstanding at United Way and some other places in the past, and so we are just really thrilled to have Heidi join us. We are rearing to go and get things, you know, start putting our strategic plans in place. We did some strategic planning a week ago, and we're putting sort of the final touches on some plans some rough drafts right now, and getting things ready for, you know, the fall, really, to kind of end of summer to start putting some plans in place. And Heidi's going to be a big part of that. So really excited to have her on board. And Martin has hit the ground running in his new vice chancellor role. Really,
he has like 15 jobs. Just the chancellor is just the last one. The vice chancellor, that's the only one he hasn't done yet. So that should that should be easy. Do you have anybody out at the fair this week? Do you guys got a booth out there?
No, we didn't. We didn't get a booth this year, but we've been out there a number of times in various roles, but not officially with a booth.
Gotcha. I didn't want to lead anybody down a hide and seek where the seek was never found. That's not.
No. But on your way out to the fair, you're welcome to swing by here.
There you go.
You know, we'll show you around.
Your rides are cool. They're just different.
That's right. Unfortunately, I can't let you slide down the banister and the stairwell leading in. I can't promise that. We have different kind of ride. We have a different kind of ride.
Outstanding. I appreciate your time as always. It's great getting caught up with you. I hope to run into you in town at some point. If not, enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll get caught up with you here shortly. I know you're busy at some point during the month. We'll see. We'll get one of the other great voices. If not, it takes a village and all that fun stuff. Thanks, Eric. You're the best.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.